Your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well. There is an affirmation that says, what you think about, you bring about. Could that be a statement of prophecy? Perhaps it's just a statement of whimsical hopefulness. What is an affirmation anyway? And why do people go through those hoops? They get these little statements and they want to repeat them. What's that all about? Is the intention to fulfill a dream, or is it an exercise in fantasy, hoping that one will win the lottery or find a perfect mate? Affirmations can help condition our minds to align with our higher selves. They can also help us remember that our experience of life begins as an inside job. If we understand how affirmations work, we can use them to our advantage consistently and effectively. There are many examples from the Bible where Jesus says that healing results from faith. Healing results from faith. This is curious upon reflection in that he never said, see what I did? I did that. You see how I did that? He never says that. In contrast, Jesus said, your faith has made you well. He is clearly attributing healing, the healing of these folks, to the presence and the practice and the power of their faith. In Luke 17, verses 11 through 19, there's a story of Jesus healing 10 lepers. As the story goes, these 10 lepers stood at a distance from Jesus and asked to be healed. Jesus instructed them to go to the high priest and show themselves, to present themselves to the high priest. As they were traveling to see the priest, they were healed. They were healed as they were going along the way to see the priest. One of these lepers turned around, came back to thank and praise Jesus. In response, Jesus said, go your way. Your faith has made you well. In Matthew 9, verses 20 through 22, there is a story of a woman who was bleeding for 12 years. We know this story. We've heard it many times. And we know that line very well where she says to Jesus, or she says out loud, if only I could touch the hem of his garment. She did touch the hem, and she was suddenly healed. After much to do, and Jesus said, who touched me? He felt that presence. He just turned to her and said, go. Your faith has made you well. In the book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 through 52, the story speaks of a blind man who wanted to see. The man begged to see Jesus, cried out to see Jesus, and actually got to see Jesus. And Jesus said, what do you want from me? What can I do for you? And the man said, I would like to have my sight restored. And Jesus simply said to the man, your faith has made you well. Could it be that those ills in our lives or those places of challenge are just a function of our faith? Could it be that we are affirming things without the presence of mind to what we are affirming? Oh, I got to go back to that job tomorrow. When is that woman coming home? Oh my goodness, I can't. stand it when that door opens. What are we affirming? What are we causing to be real? Affirmations are securing that which is present in our lives. And so the question becomes, what do your affirmations sound like? Before consideration of the words that you speak, what's in your heart? What's going on in your mind? We know too well that our words often betray our hearts. We also know that there are times when our hearts speak truths that take over the words. And despite what our words might say, our hearts speak so much more loudly than the words. These are illustrations of our faith. We must be responsible for our thoughts and our hearts. These are the working elements of our faith. Regardless of what we say, our hearts are doing the speaking. Regardless of our thoughts that we would like to withhold or shelter or cover up or take care of, our hearts and minds so often speak louder than our words. Our hearts, our thoughts, our minds. This is where the elements of faith are operating. These are the working elements of faith. And if there is to be healing, this is where the healing takes place. In the end, it's not about having the right family, having the right DNA, having the best doctors. None of that really matters. The healing, as reported by Jesus, is a function of faith. And that's what makes people well. Faith is what brings about the healing. Your faith will make you well. Look at the activities of your thoughts, your mind, your heart. What are you affirming? Your affirmations in these places will be the expressions in your life. Look in your heart, look in your mind, look in your very being. Those are the elements of your affirmations. Those are the elements of your faith. And yes, 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 your faith will make you well. God bless.